Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM. The signal actually is going through Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. But I'm actually now in the ocean in a beautiful place called Tokelund, Washington, where next hour I'll be having a ghost show. And my friend Carolyn White and I will be talking to the ghosts here in this old hotel. And they're very anxious to talk to give messages to all of you out there. The purpose of Out of This World Radio is to raise consciousness and to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make the earth a better place. I want to thank everyone for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with listeners in over 70 countries. During the first hour, I will be interviewing the wonderful man named Dr. Angel Fernandez, who's holding a wonderful conference in the Dominican Republic. That'll be followed by Marilyn Rosner, who's a wonderful spiritual lady, having another conference in Montreal, Canada, this month. During the second hour, I'll be interviewing Carolyn White, a wonderful psychic and aura reader from Olympia, Washington, who's part of a paranormal weekend that we're having here today in the beautiful and historic Tokelund Hotel in Tokelund, Washington, on the Pacific coast of Washington. If you are in the area, please come and visit us. We'll be giving readings today, and this should be a lot of fun. I appreciate everyone's support for this radio program because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I want to thank everyone for their donations and support, especially Marco in Finland, Judith in California, Marie and Alan in Camino Island, Robert, Julia, and Louise in Bellevue, Jessica and Randy in Mercer Island, Darren in Olympia, Corey in Kent, Robert in Bellevue, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of the show, including Crystal at Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon, and of course, the Tokelund Hotel here in Tokelund, Washington. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. I know that with everyone's help, we can and make this world a better place. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto, Mrs. Emoto, and Dr. Yasu Nemoto, the Emoto Peace Project and Emoto Office in Tokyo, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, who've been providing wonderful support, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric, and my station manager, Eric Kramer, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. I've started a new spiritual mentoring program. I've been in touch with the other side for 22 years, and I help people get in touch with friends and family who've passed on. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me on my cell phone at 509-750-9793 or toll free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. We're supported entirely by donations, and if you'd like to donate, please go to the PayPal website on our website at outofthisworld1150.com, or you can send a donations to me, Ted Marr, at 1347 Deerbrush Drive, Southeast Olympia, Washington 98513 here in the United States. This Monday, August 8th, I wanted to tell you that Out of This World Television will start broadcasting three times a week on Comcast Channel 22 here in Puget Sound. These TV programs will be available on both YouTube and Vimeo on either my name, Ted Marr, M-A-H-R, or Out of This World Television. The program will be broadcast on Comcast 22 locally here on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m., and Saturdays at 7 p.m. I want to thank everyone who came to the Galactic Wisdom Conference I had back in June. It was an incredible success. And we're having another conference on March 10, 11, and 12 in 2017 at the same location in Olympia, Washington. If you couldn't come to the conference, don't worry. We've got the videos available now. If you want to order them, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. And with that, I'd like to go to my first guest. I'd like to bring on Dr. Angel Fernandez, who's sponsoring a wonderful program called the Peace and Light Conference in the Dominican Republic from August 19th to the 21st. Dr. Fernandez, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Greetings to everyone and everything. All the best for you all.
Well, thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. I've been telling all my friends and my listeners on every show about your wonderful conference. It's from August 19th to the 21st, and you'll be having some incredible people there. The website, before I forget, is www.paxluxmundi.com, and it's an incredible event. If you can come, I strongly urge everyone to come. And Angel, I'd like to, if you could tell my listeners around the world a little bit about the conference, that'd be wonderful.
Yes, I mean, everything is practically, we're in the final stages trying to put together the program, which will be ready, by the way, today. Mm-hmm. And everybody we have is considered to be top class, world relevant personalities, including Ted Marr from the United States.
You're so kind. Thank you. Thank you, Angel. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But you know, I know you're doing wonderful work. Everyone at coming to the conference is doing wonderful work. And I try my best as well with my radio and television shows, but we're all on the same page. We're all light workers, and we all want to make this planet a better place. And I can't tell you how wonderful it feels to have you on the show today, because this conference is really special. You're bringing in some incredible people coming in. One gentleman that I've talked about before is a fellow named Bratzo, who can literally heal people with his eyes. I think he's from Croatia, isn't he? I'm trying to remember where he's from.
He's from Croatia, and he's considered to be a world personality today. And actually, he's giving a lecture without words. He addressed the people just gazing at them. And this means that there will be something outrageous, extraordinary there, because he feels through his eyes, and he will be participating all 3 days, not only in the plenary, but also taking care of people individually. And that's going to make, a special emphasis in this field of peace and light. As you know, everybody, including yourself, will be approaching to this world of peace and light through knowledge. So actually, we refer to light as the light of wisdom, of knowledge, coming from the darkness, of the ignorance, the darkness of ignorance, and departing through the ages and times until we get this world of knowledge that we call light.
Beautiful. That's such a thank you so much for saying that. I personally think that we all have the spark of the supreme being or the prime creator within all of us, Dr. Fernandez. And if we can tap into that, we can do anything good to make this planet a better place.
Yes, actually, if we are able to put together our recommendations and bring everybody into a special moment of the spirit in which we may be able to know which faith are we facing at this very moment, where are we, and where can we be going in the future. And the future for us is peace and light. This is the reason of the conference. So I guess that all attendees who are there will be able to have a clearer vision of how is the world today and how can the world be tomorrow. This is the idea.
Wonderful, wonderful. And of course, one of the people coming to the conference is Michiko Hayashi of the wonderful Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo. And she carries on the work of Dr. Emoto in teaching kids around the world through her Emoto Peace Project, the valuable lessons of love and gratitude. And we're just having so many wonderful people. There's another gentleman coming too, and I don't know much about him, Angel, but perhaps you could tell my listeners about him, who I've heard that he hasn't eaten in several years, and his vibration is so high that he lives off sunlight and water.
Yes. But Yes, we do. We also have, I wanted to stress the presence of Dr. Lynn Balzer, who is the Secretary General of the Assembly of Youth in the United Nations.
Uh-huh.
She's probably the highest ranked person attending the conference with the lecturer, and she will be there. She is the current president of the International Institute for Peace Culture, and is also an international ambassador of peace. So she's probably the person with the highest rank in the whole conference.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then we have, for example, Stuart Pearce, who will be coming from England. He's a legendary healer through sound, a master voice, and he's also a very well-renowned medium of angels, and he will be there too. He used to be, by the way, he used to be an instructor of Vanessa Redgrave, Margaret Thatcher, and Princess Diana of Wales, and he's a very well-renowned personality. Michiko Hayashi, you know, I mean,
Yes.
And then we have Dr. Madame Bali, who is, I think he's in his 90s or something like that, but he's so healthy at this very moment that he needs to tell us how he has managed it throughout the years, you know, to feel and to be the way he is. He will be doing things with the Danta and natural medicine and yoga. And
wonderful.
He's considered as one of the most relevant sources of wisdom and knowledge of yoga in the world. And then Dr. Melin Rosner, the same. I mean, as you know, she was the person who inspired Steven Spielberg for that famous film, Poltergeist. And
right.
She will be here, too.
Wonderful.
All of them, I mean, all of a world-class person. Fernando Malcolm, who is the person who produced those famous documentaries of History Channel and Discovery Channel, the Eyes of Horus and Atlantis, which will be here too.
Beautiful.
And, all of them are amazing people.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Dr. Fernandez, for putting on such a wonderful conference. And the website, again, for my many listeners around the world, is www.PMaryDI.com. And I urge everyone to please look at their website, and if all possible, please come to their wonderful conference. It's from August 19th to the 20th. It's called the Peace and Life Light Conference in the Dominican Republic, and I hope you can all come. Well, Dr. Vandes, Angel, thank you so much for coming on today. It's so nice to talk to you again, and thank you so much for sharing all this wonderful information about your wonderful conference coming up.
Thank you again, Ted, for all of your efforts in goodwill towards the conference. We'll be meeting within the next 2 weeks, and we're almost there. And wish everybody listening to the program the very best in their endeavors. And hopefully we can all meet in Punta Cana, the Dominican Republic, the next 19th, 20th, and 21st of August. Thank
wonderful.
You so much for giving me the opportunity to talk about this wonderful time.
Thank you so much, Dr. Fernandez. I hope you have a beautiful day, and thank you again for sponsoring this wonderful conference.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care. Thank you so much. That was the wonderful Dr. Angel Fernandez. We're very fortunate to have him on today talking about his wonderful conference. It's August 19th, 20th, and 21st, the Peace and Life Conference in the Dominican Republic. The website, again, is www.PAXLUXMUNDI.com. And one of the wonderful people who will be coming there is Dr. Marilyn Rosner from Montreal, Canada. And she's also having her own conference the week before, and I'm going to that as well. And with that, I'd like to bring on Dr. Rosner, Marilyn, onto the show. Marilyn, how are you today?
Oh, I'm very fine, and I was very interested in listening to what the other person said, and it's really a joy to spend time with you a little bit on the phone.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad, Marilyn. Well, I'd like to, for people who are not familiar with you, I'd like to read a little bit about your background. You're the founder president of the Spiritual Science Fellowship and the vice president of and co-founder of the IIIHS, which is the International Institute of Integral Human Sciences in Montreal, Canada. You're a retired professor, a professor of special care counseling at Vanier College in Montreal, and you've also served on the faculties of McGill and Concordia universities. You've had a wonderful background. You're a wonderful light worker, and I'm just so happy to have you on today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. It really is a special opportunity because this is an extraordinary time on the earth where light workers are being brought together to be able to really make a tremendous change. You know, we're standing on the edge of a second Copernican revolution.
Oh, and absolutely.
So this is our time now, and I'm very excited to talk about it, to share with whoever wants to listen about the truth, especially of eternal life.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, for those interested in finding out more about the conference, let's see, I'd like to give out the website. It's www.oneness-in-spirit.com.
Correct.
And it's in Montreal from August 12th through the 21st.
Yes,
and
people can come for a day, a weekend, 10 days, and it's we have over 60 speakers, including people like Dr. Raymond Moody, Dr. Amit Goswami, Dr. Joyce Hawks, Kenji Kumari from Korea, mm-hmm. Mari Lag from Japan, etc., etc. And we're encouraging everybody to come along because it'll be an opportunity for people not only to hear about the different techniques and this new methodology, but to learn very, very specific information on how we can use this information ourselves to be of service to others.
Oh, wonderful. That's fantastic. Well, one of the things I want to mention on the air to all my listeners around the world, every year, Marilyn, you spend time in Africa helping homeless and poor children.
Yes, I do. I want to say that conference-wise, it's our 41st conference, but this coming end of December will be our 20th year, spending almost 2 months in South Africa.
Oh,
I'm working
beautiful.
With 9 different agencies. They're all agencies for dying children or physically handicapped people.
Beautiful.
Or kids with AIDS, etc. And my husband and I started this mission many, many years ago when we were invited by the United Nations to mm-hmm. be presenters and to see what we could do to help those children in Africa.
Oh, how beautiful. Now, if people wanted to donate or financially support your efforts to help these children...
That would be more than wonderful. If they look at my website, mm-hmm. they can always get in touch with me. And also, of course, we have official tax receipts for anybody who would like to contribute.
Oh, wonderful. What's your website so people could
well, actually, they can get it. Well, just www. I'm not so good with this technology. My
okay.
personal, my email or website. Website is iihs@iihs.org.
Oh, okay.
iihs@iihs.org.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Here I am, a university professor, traveling all over the world, and to tell you the truth, I have not even opened a computer. I have barely learned to use my little iPad, and I will tell you why.
Mm.
Clocks stop around me, computers break down around me, watches stop, so I decided I'm not even going to go near the computer.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's amazing.
It sure is.
Well, please don't do anything to my computer today, because otherwise I'll lose you, and then we won't be able
to we won't do it. No, it's just when I'm touching, especially when I'm touching it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, yeah. I'm about 5,000 miles away from you, so I think I'm safe.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm safe.
I want to say that I think it's so mm-hmm. wonderful. When my husband first began this Congress,
mm-hmm.
It was sponsored by Concordia University, and mm-hmm. Some of our keynote speakers were Marshall McLuhan and Hans Selye, and of
mm-hmm.
course, Dr. Raymond Moody. And
oh,
it was actually sponsored by the university, and over 10,000 people came through those doors.
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
It was all free. Wow. People came from all over the world, all mm-hmm. the speakers were so excited because it really was my husband's work. He was the first one to do something like this on an academic level.
Wow, that's amazing. That's yeah. amazing. And so, I can feel the presence of your husband right with us today. He's with
you.
Us
that's
on the air.
Wonderful. That's one. And I'm sure he's very, very grateful, Ted, that we're going to meet and work together here in Dominican and God knows wherever else, but also wonderful. That you're so interested in this phenomena that Father John would be very happy and he would thank you very much.
Oh, well, thank you. You're so kind. You're so kind. Well, for people that now the conference itself starts, let me see, on the 12th of August, is that right?
The conference starts Friday night, next Friday mm-hmm. night, and it goes mm-hmm. for 10 days. But as I said, people can, if they're in the New York area or not far from here, they can come for mm-hmm. a day, an afternoon, mm-hmm. an evening, or people can come for one weekend or the second weekend or for the 10-day package. And mm-hmm. they're very, very, very reasonable places where people can stay. There are a lot of B&Bs around as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, of course, Montreal is a beautiful city. I was there many years ago. I really had a wonderful time. And
Montreal really is Little Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's really wonderful about Montreal is that people of every nationality, every interest, every persuasion, they're really all together. It's a place of peace. It's a place where people just automatically respect one another. So mm-hmm. We hear them speaking different languages and different mm-hmm. dress, different ways of dressing, and yet everyone is just interested in helping one another.
Oh,
you know,
wonderful.
I've traveled the world and I still continue to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that Montreal is one of the friendliest, most welcoming places that I have ever been in my life.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. I, as you know, I'm a psychic, and I do talk to the other side all the time. One of the messages that I've been given, Marilyn, is that this year and next year especially are pivotal years in humanity's future. And if we make the choices we make, they said, and they're saying now actually, the choices we make this year and next actually will affect us for decades, hundreds, even thousands of years to come.
Well, that is really more than interesting, because for the last few weeks, Spirit has given me almost that identical message, which I have shared so many places, that 16 and 17, these are these two pivotal years. And what mm-hmm. we will do these 2 years will automatically affect each of us individually for at least 5 years, and then, of course, on and on and on. So mm-hmm. these years, and especially 2017, I was also given the impression that the end of August till the end of September of this year is a mm-hmm. time where, you know, there's sensitivities in the air to do with economy and what's going to happen, and mm-hmm. and unfortunately people are buying into the fear aspect, and those
right.
from heaven are telling us stay away from fear because we have to focus on the light.
Absolutely, absolutely. There are media programs out there that are fear based, and
very
I
much.
Don't go there.
I don't either. I don't touch it, and Spirit yeah. tells me it's not true. And anyways, yeah. we know that if we focus on the light is always stronger than the darkness, and we can change what is negative to that which is positive.
How beautiful, how beautiful. One of the great spirits I've been in touch with for the last 2 years has been Nostradamus. And he told me a couple of years ago that the timeline has changed and that we were on a timeline toward Armageddon and another war, world war, up until about 5.5 years ago or 6 years ago when Fukushima happened. But the timeline now has changed. And sure, we have challenges. But he said that we have now a very, very bright and beautiful future ahead of us. But one of the interesting things that he showed me when I was talking to him last year was that he was sitting there with his pen and his quill, and with a blank piece of parchment paper in his study. And the year was, I believe it was December 1540. It was kind of a chilly December night, and it was sort of smoky in his study, and had this burgundy cap on and a burgundy cape. And he said, what kind of future are you going to create? Because the timeline had changed, he said, he told me, and he'd taken the old quatrains of World War III and Armageddon and crossed them all out. and he threw them off his desk, and he said, "What kind of world are you going to create?" And so that stuck with me, and so I've been telling people that. But the good news is that he started to write his quatrains again, but this time there's positive things he's writing about the future. So we are doing something right.
Very much so. Very much. That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Marilyn, there's one question I always like to ask my guests, and that if you were, when people come to you and they ask you, what can I do as one individual to make this planet a better place, what would you tell them, Marilyn?
Oh, you know, that's a question I'm asked almost all the time. And, mm-hmm. of course, we can say pray and meditate. I often refer to what the Dalai Lama said. You know, my husband was the one who was able to bring the Dalai Lama into Canada for the first time. And he was asked specifically that question. The Dalai Lama, mm-hmm. said, if you want peace, be peace.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
I think that's really what we can only give what we are. So if we want to be a peacemaker, we have to learn how to become congruent ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
In order to be congruent, we need to understand that we're not the body, we're not the mind, but we, mm-hmm. are an eternal, immortal spirit. And that is part of what is necessary in these two pivotal years. Mm-hmm. Because we've moved into another level of consciousness as spirit, and as, mm-hmm. a result of that, we have the ability to really realize that the veil between this world and the other world is a very thin veil.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've been very fortunate the last couple of years. Last year, I visited Mount Adams. There's two energy vortexes on the U.S. West Coast, and one's at Mount Adams, and the other one's at Mount Shasta. And when I went to Mount Adams last year, the veil between the third and fifth dimensions is very thin. And you see, for example, UFOs flying around all the time, all kinds of spirits you see. And same thing happens down at Mount Shasta as well, because that's the entrance to Telos, the inner Earth.
Yeah.
And I think for the entire planet, as the time goes on, we're getting closer and closer to the higher dimensions. And it's a wonderful process, really. And I know that that's why I think that we've got a lot of really good things ahead of us as a
very
humanity.
Very much. Very much. And that's why there are so many people trying to put groups together, bring people, like-minded people together, so that, mm-hmm. we can come together as one and, mm-hmm. really allow that, you know, as Christ says, allow that light to so shine so that others,
mm-hmm.
may see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
absolutely
what's about to
absolutely
happen.
I had a psychic on my program about a month ago, and she channeled trying to remember Shelley Stockwell from Los Angeles, wonderful lady. She's the head of the American Hypnosis Society, and she channels, I believe, a Native American gentleman named Red Thunder, if I have the right, Red Feather. Sorry, that's Red Feather. That's right. And Red Feather was saying that eventually in this process, Marilyn, was very interesting what he said. He said that we are on the right track, and eventually through our light work and higher dimensions, eventually we will become all light bodies.
Yes.
And eventually. Which I thought was just fascinating. Just fascinating.
And that's what it is. That's what the goal is, yes.
Yeah. So this person.
So we are living at a marvel. Really, we're living, if we would only realize, everything is really in divine order.
Right.
Everything is really perfect. Our, mm-hmm. spirit is perfect. It was, mm-hmm. it is, it will always be perfect. If, mm-hmm. we can learn to go from emotion to devotion, and to realize that we are not those emotions. Mm-hmm. We are not these things that people are throwing out, you know, with the media, he's going to kill him, and he did this, and he did that. But
right.
we are not that. So if we, mm-hmm. can learn to become the observers and to watch that, to look at it, and to, mm-hmm. just shower that light upon it, all the other will just crush. It becomes null and void.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think the true, you know, I when I was in college years ago, I had a class once in philosophy, and we used to have discussions about what's the true nature of humanity. Is humanity inherently good or inherently bad? And I always thought we were inherently good. And through my years of spiritual study, I've that belief of that people are inherently good has just been reinforced over again.
Very it's, good. Well, that's the truth, though.
You know, absolutely. And I think so many of these wars and conflict on planet Earth are manufactured, perhaps for an arms industry that makes money off war. But I think that the people, if you ask the people of this planet what kind of world they want, everyone universally would say that they would want a planet that's peaceful and lives in harmony.
Without question. And that's what our destiny is.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, I had a vision of people from every continent standing together and light coming from everyone, and that somehow everyone was able to touch each other from heart to heart, mind to mind, soul to soul. And as that was happening, there was like a burst of light that came together, and it shot up into the atmosphere, and then as it fell down, it covered the entire Earth, and anything that was not of light was made light. Anything that was not of light was made light.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I have to share something very special with you, and I'm writing a book now. It's called Messages from the Masters, and it's cosmic wisdom from Professor Albert Einstein and other wonderful spirits, including Jack Kennedy. And the message, I'm going to pull it up on my computer now. The message was that this was from Professor Einstein, and he said that one of the things he said was that if he had to do it over again, he would have never, ever worked on an atomic bomb, that instead he would have created what's called a bomb of love.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I want to thank Michiko Hayashi for sending me this quote, because I would have never known about it otherwise. But he had published a series, he had written a series of letters, hundreds of letters to his daughter at the time, back in the 40s and the 50s. And he said that if he had to do it all over again, he would create a bomb of love that would spread love and harmony throughout the world. And he would have never become
beautiful.
A physicist.
Isn't that beautiful?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I also had a very interesting kind of a message just a few hours ago. Mm-hmm. You know that when we talk about the spiritual work and helping and doing seva, karma, whatever we want to call it, really this is the real bank. You know, it's like building up good karma and also getting rid of the debt, you know. Humanity has gone from one level to another level, and now we have the opportunity to just change all of that. So we have a great responsibility to almost shout from the rooftops that God is real. Mm-hmm. Life is eternal. There is only one race. It is the race of humanity. There is only one emotion that's going to create the divine light, and that's the emotion of love, and that the truth is one, and the paths are many, and we're called to love all, and that is our mission. We are coming to that point now.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more, absolutely. One of the spirits that I've been in contact with on the other side has been Jack Kennedy.
And what does he say? That's interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating, he has told me that back when he was murdered back on November 22nd, 1963, if he had lived, if he hadn't been assassinated, this world would be a beautiful place right now, because he was taking the steps back then from the top down to, for example, to have full UFO disclosure, to get rid of the Federal Reserve in the United States, to go into genuine cooperation with the then Soviet Union, the Russians now, for space travel and the kind of conflicts that we had back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s wouldn't have happened. And I've talked to him about that, and he said if he had lived, Marilyn, the Vietnam War would have never happened. We wouldn't have had these Gulf Wars in the 90s and the 2000s. Terrorism would not exist right now, because people would be living in a harmonic in much harmonious state. And one of the interesting things too is that the entire vibration of the planet would have been much higher than it is now. But he's also told me in the same breath, Marilyn, that it's our destiny to become a loving, kind, and benevolent planet living in harmony. And so I mean, the dark forces, yes, they did murder him back in 63, but you know, because it's our destiny to become a loving, kind, and benevolent planet, things are still working out. Things will work out.
They have to work out because it's part of the plan. It's part of the plan. And nothing can stop the plan. I mean, there can be a little bit of a delay, but nothing can stop the plan. We're on an onward and upward march, and we're heading right to the light.
Oh, absolutely.
Humanity is light, but humanity may not realize it. So the light is becoming so bright that this whole light engulfs everything, and we're very close to that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And there's another point too that I was talking to one of my psychic friends the other day, and they said if this planet and the humanity here weren't worth saving, why else would all these great masters appear now to help
us?
You know, so that's why I know we've got a bright future ahead of
us. Absolutely. It's breakthrough time. Absolutely. I remember, you know, we have to go through to come to. The rainbow comes after the rain, you know. So we go through to come to, and we're just about at the place we're coming to.
There was a song from the Mamas and Papas in the 60s that said, the darkest hour is just before dawn.
Isn't that the truth, eh? Isn't that the truth? That's the truth. Yeah.
So.
Very good.
So, anyway.
I'm looking forward to seeing you, and I hope to see some of these many, many listeners, and they can call 514-937-8359 or send an email, mrosner@iiihs.org, and check out Oneness in Spirit, and you'll see. I'm sure everyone who checks it out will be very tempted to come, and I'm sure many of you will come. We have people from Africa, from Brazil, from Spain, from Italy. We have a couple of very interesting cell biologists. One is Dr. Emiliano Toso. He's a very famous musician, and he has been able to discover, because he's also a cell biologist, that through certain sounds, we actually can change the structure of the cells. And that's quite fascinating.
And, that's incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah. And it's measurable, absolutely measurable. Mm-hmm. And we have Dr. Machacha. He's one of the leaders of the government in South Africa, and he's considered to be the greatest mystic of South Africa.
Oh, incredible. How wonderful. Yes. How wonderful. You know, I have to tell you, I'm sure you're familiar with the work of Dolores Cannon. She was a wonderful psychic.
Oh, my God. She used to come here almost every single year.
Oh, really? Wow, that's amazing.
She had a very special connection with me, but especially with my husband, Father John. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
Well, I was very fortunate.
And we were with her shortly before she died. She came many times here, and then she had that fall and never quite recovered from that.
One of the books that she wrote that I read years ago, Meryl, was about, I believe it was called Starseed.
Starseed.
And it talked about, one of the passages in the book talked about when the pyramids were made, I don't know, maybe 5,000-10,000 years ago, there was a group of people around the pyramids. And what they did, Marilyn, was really incredible. She wrote through her channeling that they actually used sound to move all the rocks, these heavy stones and everything.
Yeah.
And I thought of that, and I thought when you were saying that was just incredible, because I think that you're right. Absolutely, they're absolutely right about that. That sounds can provide healing. They can provide all kinds of, do all kinds of things that we have no idea that. You know, it exists right now. So,
very much, very much.
Well, and the thing is too is that everything is vibration, and that's something, of course, that Mr. Emoto, before he passed away, unfortunately, and on October 17th of 2014, he thought that everything was haro or vibration, and so that if you raise the vibration of people on this planet and you start with the children, you teach them love and gratitude like Michiko Hayashi's done through the wonderful Emoto Peace Project, then you make the planet a better place because you're raising everyone's vibration.
Very much. You know, Dr. Emoto was a friend of ours here, and he came to a couple of our conferences. And we were very involved with his work, and I'm so glad that his work has been continued.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, there's the office in Tokyo is moving right along, and also
I'm happy about that.
Yeah, it's really nice. The other thing, too, is that I'm sponsoring a series of presentations by Mitch Kohayashi, the Modal Peace Project, starting in the Los Angeles area, moving up to San Francisco, Mount Shasta, then Portland, Seattle, Tacoma, up to Vancouver, British Columbia, at the end of October and early November. And if anyone's interested out there, just go to my website at outofthisworld1150.com, and you can see the event schedule. We're just getting that together now. But and one of the things, too, that Dr. Modal found was that words have vibration, too. Music does, but words do, too.
Right. Very much, yes.
Yeah. So you have to be very careful what kinds of words you use.
And we have to go even beyond the words. Before the words, we have to get to the thought level.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the word that comes was first the thought.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
That's why different kinds of spiritual healing techniques work, etc. Get to the intuitive level. And, I mean, nothing can manifest here unless it's first in the intuitive level, in the thought level, in the auric ethereal level.
That's true.
So we can get to that level through meditation, mantras, prayers, etc., etc.
Oh, absolutely. And in the fifth dimension, in the higher dimension, thoughts are things.
Very much.
And my spirit friends also tell me too, Marilyn, that there's a physicality in the higher dimensions.
Yes, there is. And the beings in the higher world, I mean, they are absolutely beings who recognize one another, etc. They don't have this kind of physical body, but there is a physicality about them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the physicality, for example, in the fifth dimension is just as real as this physicality here. It's just
absolutely
another dimension. That's all
absolutely
it is. Absolutely. Well, tell me, Marilyn, what kinds of projects do you have going now? I know that you've been to Spain. Do you teach there as well, in addition to your work in Montreal?
Actually, I'm invited almost all over the world. The projects I have now, of course, the conference. I run a center where we have about 10 classes. We have workshops, psychic teas, and I also train people to develop their abilities. So, to become, to allow them to rediscover their own gifts of mediumship, healing, etc. And, of course, I do a lot of consultations. And when I finish from here, then I go to Dominican Republic with you. And then from there, I go to Indiana, etc., etc., etc. But I travel a lot, and of course, I manage a center, so I'm here quite a bit as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for me, and I'm sure for you also, wherever I go, that becomes my home. The people become my family.
Oh.
And I can feel the oneness, the connectedness.
Beautiful. Well, I know that we're all one, and you're doing everything you can to raise consciousness to make this world a better place. Now, after this conference, do you usually have your conferences in August in Montreal?
Always in August. I already have my dates for next year.
Oh, good.
And one of my keynote speakers is Patch Adams. The clown, you know, the clown.
Oh, Patch Adams, how funny.
Yeah. Yes, our date's next year, August the 11th, it's usually around this time. And most people who come to one of our conferences, they always want to come back. And so we're looking forward to having a lot of newcomers, a lot of oldcomers, et cetera, et cetera. Something that's also very interesting, we're going to have a great Sufi mystic, Sheikh Abdul Haq. We're going to have a leading rabbi, a Christian, Buddhist, all the traditions, the native community representatives as well. And, of course, a lot of quantum physicists, especially Dr. Amit Goswami. He was featured in Who the Bleep Are You or What the Bleep Do You Know?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of music. We have a very famous, one of the 12 most famous classical, female classical sitarists in the world, Hasu Patel. We have many musicians, and it's a time, really, that people never forget.
Wonderful. Well, besides your work in Africa helping homeless children and those of the poor, what other kind of wonderful projects do you have going on at the Institute?
Well, I do a lot of street ministry, and I am very involved with helping families where they have lost children. As a spirit medium, I do a lot of that kind of work.
Beautiful.
and I do a lot of volunteer work in that area, and I travel a lot to places and to meet with the families and to try to explain to them a little bit about what happens in the other world, and of course to try to make the attunement with the spirit world.
Beautiful, beautiful. That must give a lot of peace to families who've lost a child.
It does. It really does. It really does. And I do other kind of work, too. You know, very often when I'm reading in public, I do a lot of public mediumship, often I'll see someone who had an abortion and that this person has lived with guilt and anxiety. And the soul often comes through and says something which is very specific for that mother. And the mother goes away realizing, I have not killed anybody.
Sure. Yeah. I think one of the most important things that is very comforting for people who've lost a loved one or a spouse is that there's no such thing as death. In other
Absolutely.
Words, you do lose your body, but the soul lives on. We're actually all souls inhabiting human bodies, having a soul experience here. And and planet Earth, before you come into this life, my spirit friends on the other side, you always kind of have a rough outline of the kind of lesson that you want to learn here.
Very much.
Yeah, so
I'm looking forward to seeing lots of people. By the way, we also have the mystic from Egypt coming, Ibrahim Karim, and he's done a lot of work with biogeometry. He's going to be showing, you know, how important that is. So, I mean, we're covering really in our conference Life After Death, Spiritual Healing, Quantum Physics, Energy Work, Mediumship, Art, Music, almost every aspect of life we will be looking at.
How beautiful, how beautiful. Well, one of the spirits that I've been in touch with on an occasional basis is Nikola Tesla. And one of the things... He's fascinated because one of the things he told me recently was that the entire universe can be boiled down to mathematical formulas which have their own vibration to explain almost anything.
Exactly.
And this fits in, of course, with Mr. Kareem's work as well.
And actually, one of the founders of the Institute who helped my husband was Dr. Brad. He recently made his transition. He was working on, until the day he died, some of Tesla's work.
Really? That's fascinating.
Yeah. And there'll be a lady here from England, Rosemary Steele. She's a very elderly woman. She was also part of that original project.
Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful. How beautiful. Well, Marilyn, we got about 5 minutes left. And I just, for my many listeners around the world, I hope you're enjoying this interview with Marilyn Rosner from the IIIHS Institute in Montreal, Canada. She's having a wonderful conference from August 12th to the 21st. It's the 41st annual spiritual conference sponsored by Marilyn and her institute in Montreal. The website for people who would like more information is www.iiihs.org. And Marilyn, I'd like to give you the rest of the time. We've got about 5 minutes left.
I just want to say to everybody that Spirit is asking us all to be very positive, to be very focused on the light. Mm-hmm. And no matter who we are, no matter what we've gone through so much, but we're really just at the edge. We're at the edge of crossing over into realizing who we really are, and Spirit is encouraging us to take advantage of this opportunity. I really am looking forward to welcoming some of you, to speaking with many of you, and please feel free to contact me, mrosner@iihs.org, or just check Oneness in Spirit, and phone number 514-937-8359. And Ted, I want to thank you for the extraordinary work that you're doing, that you've been doing, and I look forward to meeting you here soon.
Oh, well, thank you, my friend. Me too. Me too.
Thank you very much, Ted.
Marilyn, before we go, we've got about 2 or 3 minutes left. If there was one thing you could do, let's say you had the power to do one thing for this world, for the humanity of this world, to make this place, make this planet a better place, what would you do?
Oh, I think about that often. It's to have everybody see into the spirit world, because Spirit has told me that if anyone looks into the spirit world and we can see that we are really alive, then all this hurting, terrorism, addiction, killing, all this would stop. So my wish would be that for even just 2 seconds, everyone could see into the spirit world. And you know what? My spirit guides have told me, have assured me that that's happening very soon.
Well, you know, I was in Italy last month to a conference called the Infinite Consciousness Conference in Italy. And during that time, unfortunately, a couple of weeks ago, there was that terrorist act in Nice, France, where those people got killed. And one of the messages that that Eben Alexander, who I interviewed there at the conference, gave me was that if that fellow who did that terrorist act and killed all those people with his truck had realized that we are in fact all one, that we are all part of the Supreme Being or the Prime Creator, whatever you want to call that entity, he would have never done that. Because when you cause harm to other people, when you kill other people for whatever reason, that you're actually hurting yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, and it makes no sense to do something that's going to hurt yourself. And once you realize that we're all connected and that we're all one, you're not going to do the things to cause other people harm because you're hurting yourself.
Well, that's the point. You see, once we realize, and we will, all humanity will realize, you know, it says in the Bible, St. Thomas says, it's better to believe, you know, but many people have to touch to believe. They have to see with the physical eye to believe. But the real vision is the higher vision. And but that higher vision is being open to everyone now. And that's why I am sure that peace is closely upon us.
Oh, absolutely. 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 Well, I want to give out your website again. It's www.iiihs.org. It's a spiritual conference. It's the 41st one, sponsored by Marilyn Institute, and it's from August 12th to the 21st in Montreal, Canada. She's going to have so many incredible people there, and I hope everyone listening to this message can come, because it'll be one event that you simply will not want to miss.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ted, and I'll see you next week.
Okay, wonderful, Marilyn. I can't wait. And this will
be. Me too. Have a good evening. Bye bye.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn, so much. That was Marilyn Rosner with the IIIHS Institute in Montreal, Canada, talking about her wonderful conference coming up. I hope everyone can come. And I think the most significant thing to realize from the conference and from today's show that we are all one. But the second thing, too, is that we have the force of the Supreme Being, or the Prime Creator, within all of us, and we can and will make this planet a much better and much happier place. And with that, I'd like to have my wonderful sound engineer, Eric, please play Imagine by John Lennon for the rest of these next couple of minutes. And then please stay tuned. We'll be channeling ghosts from the beautiful Tokelin Hotel here on the beautiful Pacific Ocean in Washington State. So, Eric, if we could play Imagine by John Lennon, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much.